Regina, Mike McEwen and Team Saskatchewan have clinched their spot in the final for 2024 Montana's Brier in Regina. They did it with a convincing 7-3 win over Brendan Botcher and Alberta, the same team that had beaten them 9-7 on Friday. The win now pits McEwen against Brad Gushue and the two-time defending champions Team Canada in the final, the same team they beat in round-robin play by a 7-6 score. It sets up an opportunity for Team Saskatchewan to win the province its first Brier title since 1980 when Rick Folk's team last pulled it off. "Honestly, I can't imagine a more electric situation," McEwen said about playing in the finals in front of a home crowd at Brandt Center in Regina. "I mean, Brad is so loved by Canadian curling fans to have that matchup in the final. That's what everybody's dreams are, both the athlete and the fan experience. It's going to be wild tonight. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be wild one way or the other." Against Botcher on Sunday, McEwen's team blanked the first two ends before scoring three in the third, prompting a fist pump reaction from McEwen. "I couldn't contain myself, it was too good," McEwen said afterwards to reporters. After the Botcher team came back to score two, McEwen scored three again in the seventh to take a 6-2 lead. Botcher was only able to get one back in the eighth before McEwen sealed the win in the ninth with one, prompting the handshakes from the Botcher rink. It was a sad end for the team ranked number one in Canada and number two in the world. In speaking to reporters, Botcher said the McEwen team's ability to make shots made it difficult for them the whole game. The Saskatchewan team's shot percentage was a staggering 97% compared to 91% for Botcher. "They got a big three-ender there, and that kind of set the tone for the game, and then they followed it up by making a pile of shots the rest of the game," said Botcher. "They were a tough team to beat today. I think they'll be a tough team to beat in the finals."